KZFR, Community Supported Radio, and we are here with Bill Gokenauer from Mind Body Connection here in Chico. And today we're talking about love and the body. We're going to be talking about love and the body, not from a conversation around health and wellness so much as a conversation around how one can use the body to reconnect with the self. So sort of like spiritual healing going from the body in, because sometimes, you know, we tend to talk about mental processes, you know, that we go through to reconnect with our spirit. And today we're talking about how we can use our body to reconnect with our spirit. And when I was thinking about this topic, I thought Bill Gokenauer would be an amazing person to speak on this week. And so, Bill, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about, really quickly, what your business is and then how you came to get involved with healing the body.
Okay, well, great. I run this small alternative healing center in Chico. And what we do is we teach people essentially how to wake up, how to become more conscious, healing with sound, with color, with aromas, with visualizations. A great deal of work is done bringing people back inside their body, which is part of the deal. Most people are not inside their body, so there's numerous techniques on bringing people back inside, and that's pretty much what heals people. Two things: you've got to be grounded, connected to your body, and inside your body for anything to work right.
Okay, awesome. So you help people to reconnect with their bodies and ground with their bodies?
Right, yes. What we do is put people back inside. And what kicks people out of their body is, well, basically I call it the art of holding. People learn to hold all their pain inside, their emotions, their feelings. They don't know what to do with it. So they hold it inside, and this creates blocks in the body, in the mind, which eventually create either stagnation or tension, which creates illness, essentially. So moving the self out of the way so the energy can flow, that's what we do.
Is that moving the self out of the way to get back to the self?
To get back to the self, yes. To get back to consciousness, awareness, seeing what's really going on, feeling alive instead of unconscious zombie land.
Okay, so how in the world did you get involved with healing to this degree?
Well, I had some amazing parents that were into yoga and reincarnation and all sorts of things. Atlantis, this is a very rare thing at that age, basically. But I grew up in essentially a situation that was really good for this. And when I was about 16 years old, I had an amazing experience in a doctor's office. I'm sitting there minding my own business, and some guy walks in, sits down, begins to complain about a migraine. You know, my head is killing me, right? And no one wants to hear that stuff, so I try to avoid looking at him. But eventually I do, and the second I look at him, I get this amazing headache. And at the same time I get this headache, he's going, I mean, my headache's gone. It's a miracle. And he walks out, and he's all happy and everything, and I'm going, wait a minute. This can't be my pain. And as soon as I said the words, the pain in my head literally drained down my spine, down my legs, into the ground. And in that moment, I had one of those aha moments. That's what's going on. Energy is constantly moving from point A to point B. And that's what energy does. It constantly balances itself, constantly jumping from here to there to there. All you have to do is to be grounded. If you're not grounded, then that pain I had in my headache would have stayed in my headache. Where most people would get a headache, they would immediately go, well, it's my pain. It would never cross their mind that they came from somewhere else. So we are trained to literally own the pain that we feel, whether it's a backache, a neckache, or a headache. About 90% of the time, any physical pain you feel is coming from someone else.
So you're saying it like jumps?
Energy jumps continuously. And this happens between everyone and everything. That's what energy does. It seeks a balance point. So if you're around very, very positive people, then you're in a very good environment. You're going to have just positive. If you're on a negative environment, your vibration is going to go down. You're going to lose your grounding. And, well, it's going to be bad, basically.
So, and in our society, in our culture, I would say generally there's a lot of negativity going on. We have a lot of scare tactics that the media uses and things like that. And that kind of helps bring people down.
Right. Well, people are trained to focus on the negative. People are trained to just focus on what's bad, what's wrong, and they go into the whole judgment energy of this. And basically how the universe works is when you focus your attention on negative, you attract and manifest more negative, which is what's happening in the world today, a constant attraction of that. So shifting the energy is done by placing your attention on the positive of what's going on.
Okay, cool. So, we're talking about love and the body. And again, this is a call-in show. So if you'd like to join the discussion, the phone number here is 894-1114.
895-1114.
The second I said it, I was like,
if you have any stories that you'd like to share about your own energetic experiences, or if you have a question for Bill specifically, please give us a call. We're happy to get you in on the conversation. So, Bill, you mentioned something about a couple things previously about unconsciousness, like being, you know, in a zombie land, sleeping. And I wanted, maybe if you could, like, explain a bit more of what that, you know, for someone that might be experiencing that or somebody that is wanting to understand better of what you're talking about, what you mean by an unconsciousness, and then connecting that back to, like, the illness that you were referencing, that the energy that's trapped in the body can create.
Okay, well, in a word, who we are and what we're doing here, who we are is love. We're trying to remember how to love, and that's the real deal. And where that begins is in loving you, okay? What we're trained to do is focus all of our attention outside of our body. And we're trained literally by our parents and society. You know, look for the bad, look for the negative, you know, watch out for this, watch out for that. So all of our attention is over a period of time focused outside of our body, which creates an unconscious awareness inside the body. So people can walk around and have illnesses and not even know they're sick, or even be pregnant for 4 or 5 months and not even know they're pregnant, simply because they're not present. They're not inside their body. They're unconscious. Their consciousness instead is outside, busy worrying about this or focused on that or whatever.
Oh, there's an analogy that always comes to mind for me that references that, you know, people, if you look at people as rope, and the dramas in their life as knots in that rope. Often people develop such big knots that they associate their identity with the knot.
Well, yeah, the drama. This is the knot I would call a victim story.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you hold victim stories inside, you're going to attract more victim stories. And that's part of the deal. It's letting go of the energy. And again, what we're trying to do is the art of holding. We hold on to the pain. We hold on to the stories. We hold on to our fears, our guilt, whatever it is, we're trained to hold on to it. And we're trained by a series of experiences. Most of the time it happens, we share something that's really close to us, to somebody, and they go talk to everyone about it, and that creates anger. And essentially we move out of love and trust into fear and doubt. And we don't share how we feel because we're afraid of being judged or criticized or attacked or abandoned or rejected, you name it. So we hold it all inside. Mm-hmm. And it's rare that anyone talks about their real truth and how they feel with anyone. Most people, when asked how they feel, really do not have a clue how they feel. Why? Because they're not in their body to feel it. I tell you, when you're in your body, when you're eating something or having sex.
Or laughing.
Okay? If you're having a good time or laughing, what happens is you feel safe. And when you feel safe, you're inside your body. Okay, when you're at home, when you're in your car, when you're wherever you feel safe, that's when you're grounded. That's when you're doing the most healing work. Everywhere else, your attention is outside looking for some kind of threat coming from somewhere. Now, this works for everybody. Energy is constantly jumping from point A to point B, person to person, regardless if you consciously feel it or not. But wouldn't you rather know when you're being irradiated by somebody in fear and anger and move away from them than just sit there and be irradiated and be toast, basically?
Right, yes.
How does one expand your safe zone? You know, if home's your safe zone, how do you make your home and your workplace both a safe zone? Your nightly engagements, your social life, how do you...
That begins with you. It begins essentially, well, this thing called grounding. When you're completely grounded, which means it's an energy connection between the physical body and the earth. You aren't your body, who you are, a spirit. Your body is literally walking earth. And a grounding energy is the energy that runs up the legs into the body. Your legs basically are supposed to plug your body into the ground. Every square meter of the planet runs about 300 or 400 watts of power. That's physics. When your legs are working and you feel safe and properly grounded, millions of negative ions pour up your legs into your body. And that creates a flow of energy where if you're holding some kind of pain, it can flow through your body into the ground. If you're not grounded, the energy has nowhere to go, and it just collects inside people. People become emotional collectives of fear, anger, guilt, shame, you name it. Every time someone shares their negative story with you, it becomes part of your collective. Every painful thing that ever happened between your parents, your friends, your sisters is stored in your field. Or there's not the field doesn't exist at all, just energy flowing through your body. And that's what I like to teach people how to do, is to do what I call river work. How to feel the energy come in, not hold on to it, but let it flow through you into the ground. Not judging it, not owning it, just observing it.
Hmm. Wow. I want to learn. So I don't want to kind of derail where we're going with this, but I really am curious about, I was just reading an article about people that are really sensitive and sensitive in kind of all ways, right? What's happening with really, really sensitive people?
Well, part of that, what's happening due to a lot of, there's a lot of situations, climate situations, essentially, toxic situations, a lot of reason that people are much more sensitive, aside from a conscious level. People are reincarnating that used to live in Atlantis in different places, bringing with them their own gifts that they acquired. So the sensitivity, people don't have to be extremely sensitive as long as they let the energy flow through them.
Hmm.
If you hold on to it, then it's going to hurt you. Okay, so Bill's first law, never hold on to anything or it'll bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no holding. Let it flow through you. The other thing people do constantly is they misinterpret everything to be something horrible, bad, wrong, negative, or evil. And it's not. Okay, it's a misinterpretation, and that's what people do continuously. Shifting that energy, you've got to be grounded, and when your body is grounded and the energy is flowing through you, you feel so safe. The sensitivity goes away. It's there, but it's not freaking you out. It's not spiking you. It's not hurting you. It's not making you crazy, basically. So you can be a river or you can be a dam. Mm-hmm. Hold it all inside or you can let it flow through you. So what I teach people with sound and color and visualization is to be that river. And when you're that river, life is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in that space, no one can hurt you emotionally, not a single soul. Why? Because you're not holding onto it. Okay, whatever they have to say, you're observing it going, well, that's interesting, and it goes into the ground. Okay. Basic energy about that is when someone has a problem with you, they are having the problem, not you. So you have a choice of either making the problem your problem or walking away.
Mm.
Okay. The basic two laws of the third chakra or the ego center. Number one, never misinterpret someone else's problem to be yours or try to fix it. It's not your problem and you can't fix it. Okay. Let it go. Be amused. Walk away.
I've heard it said, when someone says something that could be offensive, you just take it, but don't take it personally.
And what you're doing is they're hooking you. They're throwing an energy at you, whether it's an attack or anger or guilt or whatever it is. They're trying to hook your energy, which is your attention. Now, you have a choice. You can let them hook your attention and reel your butt in, okay, which just makes you even crazier and more mad than you were before. Or you can not be hooked. You can look at the hook and go, not going to bite on that today. Not in a million years. And how you do that is you keep all your attention inside your body, specifically inside your heart. Okay, and that's a mean trick, but you can learn how to do that. Be the observer. And essentially, the only correct response to someone attacking you is compassion and love.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only correct response. That's all my humble opinion, mind you. But anything else is going to create even more violence. It's like alcohol to the fire.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love hearing about, how you want to help people to reconnect with themselves. By the way, we are talking with Bill Gokenauer from Mind Body Connection, and this is a call-in show, so please feel free to join the conversation at 895-1114, or if you have your own stories about energy work and things that you've been through dealing with the body and love, again, call in at 895-1114, and we'll get you on the air here. So I wanted to share real quick, I guess, also my story about why I would have thought of Bill for this show. I've worked with Bill for a little while. He helped me with some things. And my issue seems to be, maybe it's the same issue as you're talking about, or at least was, because it's no longer an issue for me. But I remember the kind of the medicine that you gave me to take away was the mantra, I feel more. And because I wasn't, while I am a sensitive person in ways, I was not connected with my emotional body very well at that time. And so so it became my mantra to feel more. And I'm grateful to say that I feel a lot now, for better or worse. And it seems like there was like the numbing or whatever it was that was happening at that time.
Shock energy.
Talk about what was happening for me at that time.
Well, what she's talking about is what's called the second chakra. The right of the second chakra is the right to feel. Okay.
Mm.
In this world, we're trained not to feel. We're trained to hold our feelings inside. We're trained to literally just not even go there at all. So, again, the art of holding happens, and we hold our anger inside, our fear, our anger, our guilt, our shame. We hold it inside simply because we're trained to do this. If you look at a little kid somewhere between 3 and 6 years old, they don't even think about it. They feel everything, and they talk about how they feel about everything. This is without the the wrong thoughts, the wrong feelings, the wrong beliefs. It's called being free. And everyone should have the right to say how they feel and to feel whatever you want to feel. This includes feeling anger. Okay, in this world, it's not okay to be angry in a whole bunch of situations, especially work situations. Okay, and actually, it's the right of every human to feel, period. When you stop yourself from feeling, you're basically creating a lot of stress in all the organs around your navel, basically colon, intestine, bladder, all that. Creates lower back pain, creates indigestion, creates menstrual problems, all holding that stuff inside. So the right to feel is the deal. I feel everything, anywhere, any place, any time. This is the energy of that. I feel everything.
So now feeling everything, does that make you a more sensitive vessel to letting other people's pains and energies jump onto you, like you were talking about before?
Well, because technically there is no such thing as separation. Everything is you. So it literally translates to like, I feel myself everywhere.
Mm.
Okay, whether it's a galaxy, a star, a planet, an ocean, a redwood tree, it's all me, me, me. Okay.
There's a lot of talk in spiritual communities around mind, body, and spirit. And, I've felt people share the perspective that that they're separate things, but then also, you know, felt and responded well to the presentation that they're the same thing, and that's one of the very first breakdowns of, you know, the cosmos or oneness, is we divide into mind, body, spirit, When, you know, in reality, the body, you know, it's all one.
It's all one, right. Well, because we live in a three-dimensional plane, physical, mental, spiritual, this is just a concept that helps us understand what's going on. It's all actually just energy, light, spirit, love, whatever you want to call it. There's a million names for it, but it's all you. Okay, so it's all one giant thing. And what we're doing here is we're trying to remember who we are.
It's like in the Matrix when all of a sudden Neo sees everything in the little like numbers right at the end, and all of a sudden he can see that it's all just the same pieces making up different shapes.
Yes, yeah, paradigm shift. I am that I am that I am literally translates into I am that, and I am that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most people have it running through their head, I am not that, I am not that, and I'm most certainly not that. That viewpoint creates separation.
Mm-hmm. What about the really bad, the, you know, quote-unquote really bad things? Like, I'm not a rapist. I'm not, you know.
Okay, well, this is the shifting of the energies. Technically, everything is in a state of perfection. And everything else is a judgment. Okay, you're not seeing from a grounded heart space if all you can see is the wrong or bad in something. People think they're seeing the entire picture when they're looking at one string of a tapestry and assuming they can see the whole thing. Not in a million years can you do that. But trust me, everything is so incredibly orchestrated and entwined. There are no random events. It's all organized to a T. You just have to step out of the way and trust. Mm. And this is the energy, live in fear and doubt or love and trust. It's up to each of us.
So, Bill, you mentioned something about grounding. Well, you mentioned quite a bit about grounding. And so I'm wondering if you can give some of our listeners some techniques of how to feel more grounded in any given situation, maybe especially when they are feeling frustration.
Sure. Well, the simple getting you back inside your body is a rather simple thing. It's just something I call soul weaving. I weave people back inside their body. And the simplest way of doing that is, as long as you're not driving someplace or flying a plane, take a moment and just feel your feet. Okay, now most of you are going, no, wait a minute, I know where my feet are. Oh, there they are. Okay. And so stay in your feet, get inside your feet, and what's happening is you have this stream of gold white light, which is who you are, going down through your crown chakra, the top of your head, down your spine, down your legs, into your feet. The longer you hold your attention inside your feet, the more they fill with light, with energy, with the stuff that heals your body. As you hold your attention in your feet, you will begin to feel sensations that you were not feeling before. This is called consciousness. Okay. You should be in your feet all the time, not just when I ask you to feel your feet. Okay. So you're in your feet a little bit. But if you spent just 10 minutes just being inside your feet, you would begin to feel your entire body unlocking. You would feel muscles begin to relax. You would feel your breath change. You would feel, well, a lot of things happening. Because as you feel your feet, you're clearing out the energy that's supposed to connect your feet to the ground. And that's where the main connection point is. So when you stay in your feet, you're healing the energy there. The next step is to simply imagine a warm red light pouring up from the ground into your feet. This is the energy of the planet. A beautiful warm red light. Anyone can do this. You can even say the words because the body follows the mind. I can feel a warm red light flowing into my feet. Be the observer. Watch what your feet are doing. The muscles will begin to completely relax. Okay, and you might feel tingling, you might feel vibration, you might feel all sorts of stuff. If you actually feel pain in your feet when you're doing this, you're clearing the nerves in your feet that were damaged, that were blocked for who knows how long. But don't misinterpret this as a bad thing. Hold your awareness there. The pain will go away. Next step, feel your ankles. When's the last time you felt your ankles? Never. Okay, except when maybe they were hurting, and then maybe for 30 seconds, okay? But feel your ankles for a moment. These are incredible engineering projects. The ankles hold the entire weight of the body. Two little joints. There's much more going on here than meets the eye, people. Okay, your ankles are also secondary chakras, energy centers that connect to the main root chakra, which is the grounding energy of all. So your ankles, as you put your attention in the center of your ankle joint, you'll begin to feel a buzzing, a vibration. You're feeling your spirit healing your body. You're feeling the presence of your soul inside. You're watching you heal you. How cool is that? Okay, so at the same time as you feel that energy, again, imagine this warm red light pouring up into the muscles and bones of your feet. And you'll begin to feel not just sensations in your ankles and feet, but throughout your entire body. Be the observer and ask the correct question. Where do I feel the healing? And you can feel this healing, which is a sensation, a shift in consciousness, not just inside the body, but outside in the fields around your body, which is actually more who you are than the body itself. So this is just the very first level of that energy, grounding, and reconnecting to the earth. And if you carry that on up to the calf muscles, the knees, the thighs, the hips, you'll feel the energy, you'll feel your body grounding. The main thing that you're going to feel that's a quantum shift is this weird thing called gravity. The strongest force you've been living in your entire life, but up until this point, we're unconscious of. Okay, gravity, when you can feel the weight of your body in your hand, in your arms, in your nose, you're inside. If you can't feel the weight of your body, there's no one home. You're on empty. Unconsciousness, zombie land, basically, which is where most people are. It's not good or bad. It just is what it is. We get very, very lazy as a people. We hang outside their body. We think of the past. We think of the future or in someone else's space. And when we're getting nothing done, nothing is happening. And we're not inside our body. Why? Well, we're holding a lot of pain inside people, not just physical pain. Every time your body's been hurt by something or somewhere, trauma's happened, shock energy has happened. It's still loaded into your body. The trick is to move all that stuff out. That's when the shift happens. Being present is feeling gravity, feeling the weight of your body all day long. And when you're in this space, you feel this amazing security, this safety, this confidence. And when you're completely grounded, energy's flowing through you like lightning hitting a lightning rod. And that's the idea, is turning your body into a giant lightning rod. Or the best correct description of the body is a superconductor. When it's working and you are completely out of the way, no judging, no anger, no fear, energy flows through you effortlessly. And that's when you become a master healer. And that's what happens. You hold somebody and the energy flows right out of them into you, into the ground. Healing happens. Very, very simple. And everyone gets this on a quantum level. Everyone knows this. Right? Right? Anyway.
Right. Well, I can definitely relate to what you were mentioning before about the feeling of others' energy in relation to like a strong emotional reaction. Like if someone's having a really strong emotional reaction, the anger, frustration, and separating the difference between whether that's you or not, you know, when they coming into their you know, space, that you suddenly feel this frustration. You may have not been frustrated before, but like tuning into that awareness, like you're saying with your body, to realize like if you know what's separate and what's you, then when you come into contact with it, being able to ground that and separate it. Yeah. So I'm curious if, you know, what you just explained about the grounding of your energy and imagining the warm red light rising up your body, if you suggest people do this in the middle of a debate.
Absolutely. Basically, what heals the muscles and bones is the color red, and we've known about this for literally thousands of years.
So the color red heals muscles and bones.
Heals muscles and bones, exactly.
Awesome.
Correct. So if you have any muscle problem, arthritis, spasm, anything, simply imagining that area flooded with a warm red light, hopefully connected to the earth through your legs, the energy that's in the spasm and the pain can then let go. Now, the simple command to your body, because all it knows is holding, is the command, release. And your body knows exactly what it is going to, what, do what? Say that word again. Release. And it's spoken with compassion and love to you. And your body's going to go, oh, thank God. And the energy can just flow away. The pain can flow away. You're in charge of this. It's your body. You can do whatever you want with it. Hold it. Let it go. Training your body to be a river and to let the energy flow is part of the whole deal. What you've been trained to do is in the art of holding. And you can be retrained in letting go. And you'll live much, much longer, much healthier, and truly much happier. Okay, the world becomes really amusing when you get into this space, okay? You also simply don't get sick grounding is part of that function. When you're grounded, essentially, your whole circulatory system, your whole nervous system is connected to that. So it has a lot to do with it.
Sounds like we're talking a lot about taking responsibility for the way we receive things.
Correct.
How can we take responsibility for how we present things?
Okay, well, here's the deal. We speak from different parts of us. We speak from our head, which is down to or at somebody. It's basically called an aloof control drama, a holier-than-thou space.
Can you say that again? A what?
An aloof control drama. Like, I'm so much better than everyone else. I'm so much holier or superior to everyone else. And you find people talking in that way, and that's a control drama. People are trying to hook your energy with that because it makes you feel like an inch tall, basically. But when you're grounded and you're in your heart, that's where you speak from. And you speak from heart to heart. And when you speak in that way, you cannot misinterpret what's going on. It's never an attack. It's always done with love, and it's always perceived in that way. The heart is the nexus. It connects every single heart of everything to everything. And that is the true connecting point we want to have with everyone. If you want to create a really strong connection with someone you love and even your enemies, simply close your eyes and imagine the color of the heart chakra, which is an emerald green light, filling your chest, sparkling, shimmering emerald green light. Imagine the person you love sitting next to you or in the room, and imagine a stream of this emerald green light flowing out of your heart into their heart. In the simple words, I love you with all my heart. Very few people can say those words with any authenticity, but it's what we're here for. We're here to remember how to love.
Thank you so much. We're talking with Bill Gokenauer, and we're going to take a quick break here while Jim Hightower does his thing.
The price of liberty is said to be eternal vigilance. But just being watchful rarely does anything to stop the theft of our rights. Instead, the real price of liberty is open defiance, the courage to stand against the oppressors. And the price of that can be prison. Doug Hughes has dared to defy the corrupt plutocratic order that the moneyed elites, both political parties, and the Supreme Court have imposed over us. Dismayed and disgusted that we the people are blocked by big money from having our voices heard and responded to, this Florida letter carrier chose to get heard with one dramatic act of civil disobedience. In April, Hughes flew his homemade gyrocopter across Washington and onto the lawn of the U.S. Capitol to protest the usurpation of our most basic freedom, the right to be self-governing. This was no stunt, no spur-of-the-moment outburst, but a thoughtful, well-planned, nonviolent stand against the tyranny of money. Undertaken in the spirit of Henry David Thoreau and Martin Luther King Jr., this mailman on a mission was fully aware of and prepared to pay the price of civic defiance. Sure enough, on May 20th, a federal grand jury indicted this messenger of democracy on a mess of charges that could add up to more than 9 years in prison. Far from backing away, however, he's now calling out you and me. We spend billions protecting the United States from terrorists, Hughes recently wrote. It's time for Americans to spend time protecting democracy from plutocrats. This is Jim Hightower saying, one time when Thoreau was in jail for his defiance of authority, his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson happened by and asked, Henry, why are you here? Thoreau retorted, why are you not here? To be there with Doug in the fight to save democracy from plutocracy, go to democracyisforpeople.org.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
You're listening to KZFR, listener-supported radio, FM 90.1, and we are talking about love and the body with Bill Gokenauer from Mind Body Connection. What is the website for your business there?
The website is www.mindbodyhealingmassage.com.
And Bill Gokenauer is an incredible healer, massage, but so much more. He's got all these fancy metaphysical tools that he uses. It's super, super amazing. And then he himself is an incredible conduit for receiving messages and energy and knowing what to do with it, which is what we've been talking about, how to ground other people's energy when it jumps from them to you. I wanted to, when we just broke over to Jim Hightower for a minute, Bill and I were talking about the chakras, and he wanted to describe what the chakras kind of are and what each of them represents. And if that could be done in a really shorter amount of time, I have actually a few more questions I'd like to ask you as well, but I do want to hear about the chakras and let people know about this.
Well, really, really quickly, there are rights that we're born with that we're never told that we have. And that's just a sin in my point of view. But basically, the right of the root chakra is the right to have whatever you want. Okay, and what's written into your root chakra is, I can't have this because of that. You have a whole list of reasons you have agreements with conditions that say, I can't do that. And they're all wrong. They're in the way. So the affirmation that changes that energy is simply this: I have everything. Thank you, God, for everything I have. And imagine saying those words for 5 minutes in a row with your hands in front of your chest together. It's a huge shift in energy. You're the writer. Okay, people have been writing into you, religion, you name it, your entire life. You can change this. You can edit it. You can reformat it. Every time you say those words with power and feeling, I have everything, then that's what happens in your life, really simply. The second chakra is the right to feel. I feel love, and I feel everything. The third chakra is the right to do. The affirmation is, I can do anything. I can be anyone I want to be. And again, you're the writer. You say these words over a period of time. You're going to change your mind. You're also going to delete all the reasons why you can't do this or can't be that with simply changing your mind. The heart chakra is the right to love everyone, anyone. The right to walk up to a complete stranger, look them in the eye, and say, I love you. That's when you're free. When you can do that, you're free. Until then, you're trapped in the illusion energy. The right of the throat chakra is the right to speak your truth, but with compassion. Okay, that's when the energy is powerful. The right of the sixth chakra is the right to see everything clearly, to not misinterpret, to not stick in the illusions, but to really see what's going on. And the crown chakra is literally the right to know and understand everything. And you do. You are literally, this is God talking to God. It's all one giant thing. Mm. So connecting to everything is a simple, simple thing. Stating the simple affirmations of the chakras go like this: I have, I feel, I can, I love, I speak, I see, I know. Simple words that will change your life if you work with the colors connected to those and the chakras. Incredibly transformational.
So chakras are our energy centers. There's typically reported as 7 of them, and then there's ones that are in between, and they're energy centers that run up the body. The root chakra is at the perineum,
the base
of the spine, and the second chakra it governs the reproductive organs, and the third chakra is the solar plexus, mm-hmm. The fourth is the heart, the fifth is the throat, the sixth is the third eye, and the seventh is the crown. And that was just a little rundown for those who might not know what a chakra is. And now we have accompanied some mantras to go along with those chakras. And just for a second, since you've been talking so much about color and its healing properties, you said that the color red heals muscles and bones. You know, for people who don't know, how can color heal?
Okay, it's a vibration like everything else. The color red is equal to the musical note C. That's equal to the aromatherapy cedar or lang lang. It's all vibrational. There's many different vibrations that can work for each chakra, and this is something that I give to people when they come see me, a cheat sheet on absolutely everything you can use to heal the chakras and the organs connected to it.
And the red chakra is the root chakra is red, right?
Exactly. And then the second chakra is orange, and then yellow, and then green, and then turquoise, indigo, and violet, just like a rainbow.
And all of these colors are vibration.
They're vibrations,
so
they're
the
frequencies.
Sound, the note.
You find the right frequency, you can do anything.
And then that will help to shift the energy that sits in that chakra that might be stagnant, and then that helps the body to flow.
Simply visualizing a bright red ball of light at the base of the spine while you're saying the words, I have everything, will bring another dimension of the energy into it.
And this is not to try to manifest winning the lottery or anything like that.
Nope.
Having everything as in not necessarily material, but...
It's changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most people believe they can't have this or that, and they firmly believe that, and it is what it is. I mean, the real energy, the real belief is that people believe, essentially, I have to work hard for everything I do. And there's cultures that believe if you don't work your butt off, mm-hmm. it's not worth the work. Mm-hmm. It's not worth your time. But the reality is that's called something I call the hard way. Mm-hmm. There's another way called the easy way. Okay. And the easy way is so, so simple. It's a question that very few people ever crosses their mind because their ego is stuck in the energy of hard. The question, the paradigm shift from hard to easy is this easy. The question is, God, what's the easy way to pick something? Create happiness, prosperity. You never ask the question, but when you do, the answers will flow right into your head, especially if you're grounded and centered. But again, these are questions people simply do not ask because they believe they already know everything. Wow. And that is the most perfect block against evolution that exists.
Isn't the prevailing wisdom we do know everything? We are everything?
Yeah, one of those paradoxes, yeah, spiritual paradoxes.
We do know everything, but we don't know everything. We're remembering everything, but we have not forgotten.
Right.
Incredible, basically, misinterpretation of everything. On a spiritual level, absolutely, you know everything, but you've forgotten. Okay, healing is remembering who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, the beginning of that is you loving you. Okay, now women and men are trained on this planet to love everyone but themselves. And the Bible quote is, it's better to give than receive. Okay, this creates more heart attacks in women than you can imagine. It creates a huge imbalance on the heart chakra. When women are trained to give 80% of everything they have and then feel guilty about the 10% they receive, this creates stress in the whole thoracic cavity, the heart, lungs, the diaphragm, which ultimately will create in cardiac arrest, essentially. It's that energy. To create a balance in the heart chakra, you have to put you first. You have to love who you are. And the ultimate thing is for you to fall in love with you. Absolutely, completely loving who you are. So the healing code, in my case, would be the simple words, I love Bill. Okay, the word I is the whole universe, not the singularity me, but the whole freaking universe. Love is who I am. My name, the name Bill, connects directly to the body, the mind, and the soul equally. So when I say the words, I love Bill, all three parts of me vibrate in unison and reintegrate. This is the healing code. Very few people can speak those words about themselves with any authenticity because they don't love who they are. They actually hate who they are or have a tremendous amount of judgment or pain about that. Shifting that energy will free you. That's what I help people do. Become free of the wrong beliefs, the illusions, the wrong thoughts, you name it. Being free is amazing.
That's awesome. I help people do that too, but in a totally different way, which is why we're here talking about this. I use talk and you use body.
Yes.
And that's totally why we're talking about this, because there are ways of using the body to remember the love for the self and the self-acceptance.
And the energy is, I want to remember everything. I want to remember who I am. This is the energy. So connecting to that is essentially the words, I am love. Mm-hmm. Incredibly powerful words. Mm-hmm. And the words have so much power that if you're grounded and centered, you'll feel a wave of tingling energy from your heart down to your toes, not the top of your head, which is what I just felt. It's an incredibly powerful thing, and it's true for everybody. You are love. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Mm. I have a friend named Love, and I'm sure she says that a lot. Hi, I'm Love.
Well, I love the whole English thing about, come over here, love. Over here, love. That's great.
Perfect.
It's amazing.
Drop the word. Drop it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious. We've been talking about grounding being, you know, one of the first things that needs to happen in order for any of this other healing to happen. Can you ground while you're flying in an airplane or on the fourth floor of a building as we are right now?
Yeah. Distance really has nothing to do with it, basically. It's a connection. And technically, everything is infinitely connected to everything, except when you create a barrier that disconnects you from it. And the barriers I'm talking about are shields, armor. Shields come up every single time you're hurt by someone physically or emotionally. It's a natural reflex to put a wall up between you and that person. Unfortunately, the wall stays up for the rest of your life, as does the pain. It just stays right there. So we go through life collecting emotional pain, physical pain, not just yours, other people's as well. And every time a wall goes up, it limits our ability to see, to hear, to smell, all of our senses, until we can't sense anything. We're literally sensory blind. And that's a very scary place. And that's where most people live, is in that fear.
Have you heard the phrase, before you diagnose yourself as being depressed, first look around and make sure you're not surrounded by jerks?
Yes. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Because depression literally is a description of the feels around your body being so depressed against your skin that you're completely disconnected to everything. So that brings me to another place. Reconnecting you to the universe is this very simple thing. And this works with your body's intelligence, the divine intelligence inside. I'm going to ask all of you to get inside your body for a moment. Feel your legs. Feel your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your head. Now I'm going to ask you in the divine intelligence a question. Trust your body. Trust where you feel your body responding, because the body speaks the language of sensation. Here's the question. Look inside your body. Where do you feel the ocean? Now, what part of your body is expanding, tingling, opening? That's where you have the greatest connection to the ocean. Most people will feel this in their heart. Some people will feel it in the second chakra. It can be felt anywhere. But that's where you have a main connection between that and that. Where do you feel the mountains? Where do you feel the rainforest? Okay, where do you feel the eagle flying over your head? It's all connected. It's all you. So I just manually connected you to quite a few of the largest power sources on the planet. The rainforest, the ocean, the earth itself you can feel. So connecting the energy with the question, where do I feel? Fill in the blank. Mm. And you just found the frequency and where it's vibrating inside you. And that connection heals you, supports you, makes you part of who you are. It's a healing thing.
So amazing for your presence here today, Bill. I have a couple questions, and I'm going to go to the first question in case we don't have time for the other one. I'm wondering what your take is, since this is a love show and we like to talk about self-love, love of others, love of family, and love of community. How you feel like our own energetic makeup, you know, where our chakras are operating at, how that plays into dynamics of relationship with others, whether that's, well, especially an intimate partnership, but also beyond that, like in your family, like, are there certain energies that you're magnetized towards because of where you're operating at? And how does that then impact, you know, your own sort of centered and balancedness?
Okay, that was a whole bunch of questions there.
That was awesome.
this really begins with relationships, and the first relationship you want to work with is the one you have with you. And that goes back to the words, for me, I love Bill. I love who I am. The next level of that are the words no woman has ever said, and they're the words, I love my body.
That is so not fair to say that no woman has ever said that.
Okay. So
I love my body.
And when you say those words, you should feel every cell in your body tingling in response to those words. When they're completely authentic, I love my body. Okay.
I'm not going to get too into it right here, but
where we want to be is you want to fall in love with you.
Okay. Right.
This is when you fall completely in love with you. You don't need some man to say, I love you. And that's the training here. Men wait for women to say this. Women wait for men to say this. And that's not what it's about. It's a huge misinterpretation. When you totally love you, everyone will love you. Simply be love. Don't try to do it. Just be it.
So with that question, I'm more interested in not necessarily, I'm hearing where you're saying, where you're coming with that, but more like there are people that are existing in relationship right now as we speak.
Where I think totally most of us not loving it. Totally not loving anything.
Well, the dynamics of that relationship, what draws two people towards each other, I guess, is like a more, is there a particular energetic, you know, frequency that's going on that magnetizes two people, like they're operating at the same level?
Do two opposites attract, or do two people alike attract, or what's going on there?
It's the same. It's the same stories they have inside each other. It's the energy of your experiences that attracts you to another person. It's what you have in common. So when you meet somebody for the first time and sit down and talk for 5 hours straight, You're talking about everything that you share in common. That creates a bond that connects the body, the mind, and the soul to a place where you feel safe with this person. And then the walls can come down and your heart can actually open and feelings will happen and healing will happen. That's what that's about, my opinion.
Yeah, you know, as far as overarching opposites attract or just same attract, I think some people are attracted to an opposite of themselves, and some people are attracted to something they can more easily understand like themselves.
It's what they actually are more familiar with. If, for instance, a woman will be attracted to a man that's like her father, and that's what you're familiar with.
Well, what if you've done a lot of work around that as a woman and aren't any longer attracted to people that are like your father?
Okay, well, then you freed yourself.
Oh, okay.
Or even the reverse, to be attracted to men nothing like your father. Initially,
and that's I feel like that's two sides of the same coin. If you're repelled strongly by people that are like your father, or particularly drawn to people, that's the same
basic
coin.
Thing is that we're drawn to what heals us. Period. Mm. We're drawn to what heals us, and if it's a person or a dog or a bird, whatever the heck it is, food, okay, wine, whatever, okay, go there and trust your body with that. That's what it's about. Trust it, and that's what people don't do is trust their own senses, and this is what's so important to do, because you have millions and millions of data pouring into your body that you're not conscious of. Jumps into the subconscious mind, you get a vague feeling about something when you should be going, oh my God, go over there, say hello to that person, and you're going, what, and you're not connecting.
Okay, so I recently went through a depression, and during that kind of, it was sort of just really mild, but it was really mild for about a year. It was only severe for like 5 days, but the mild, you know, year long kind of underlying depression I noticed really blocked me from feeling my intuition. I was like, you know, I'd be presented with options, and when I tried to feel into an option, I realized that things that were okay. Normally, like, I've learned how to identify the difference between getting a no from my intuition or the universe and versus operating from a place of fear of something that would actually just challenge me and maybe I should go that route, right? So I learned how to tell the difference between these two things, but I noticed over this last year that it was really hard to tell the difference between those two things. During the depression, I was completely, the things that I would be afraid of, I didn't know if, I couldn't tell if that was my intuition saying no or if that was me running the other way because it was challenging my current state of,
right. You know. Really simple. Okay. Clairvoyance is sixth chakra. Okay. The upper nerve centers, the throat, the sixth and the seventh chakra, require two things to function. Grounding. Centering in the heart. Only then will this light up, and then you can trust what's coming in. The rest of the time, it's just completely inoperative. Most people on this planet don't ever get enough energy up into the higher nerve centers to go in that space. But everyone is capable of being fully clairvoyant. Master healers. This is the energy. And in fact, technically, everyone is a master healer. The amount of resistance you have to that statement is equal to how well you do that. So that's a really powerful affirmation. Everyone together, I am a master healer.
I am a master healer.
Now, we're talking about me healing me. I can heal me. I can facilitate healing someone else, but they choose to heal. And that's the bottom line of that. You can't heal someone without their permission.
Okay, wait. So bring it back to the depression thing.
Okay. Depression essentially happens when you lost your grounding. Okay. And essentially, when you lost your grounding, fear and anger is what came up. Walls came up because of that. Walls separated your ability to sense the universe. And so that's a very angry place, fearful and angry. Mm-hmm. And you're pissed off all the time. Mm-hmm. There's that energy.
People can attest to that.
Reconnecting, grounding, coming back into your heart. Literally, depression is a description of the feels around your body being depressed against the skin. Simply asking the question, where do you feel the ocean, would have unlocked that. Because you would have felt it. Oh, my God. I can feel it in my heart.
I do. Like, when you say it now, I feel it through my heart and all around me.
The ocean is currently part of
I do.
Emily's waving her arms around in the air, which is just
like the awesome.
So there's no reason why you can't maintain that connection with everything all the time. The ocean, the mountains, the rivers, the valleys, the desert, all the animals, everything. It's all you, and you can feel it all. Mm-hmm. It's freaking amazing when you get there.
You know, Bill, you've had so much wisdom to drop on us today. I feel like my only contribution has been random quotes. And what you're saying, it brings another one to mind. Ram Dass we're all just walking each other home.
Pretty much. Exactly correct. We're all just simply remembering who we are and helping everyone else remember who they are.
Well, I'd like to let all of our listeners remember who this is. We've been talking with Bill Gokenauer, and you can find Bill at mindbodyconnectionmassage.com.
Yeah, www.mindbodyhealingmassage.
Oh, healingmassage.com.
Yes,
and the business is Mind Body Connection. You can also find a link to his website on our Facebook page, Love in the 21st Century. This has been, and your phone number. I want to talk about Bill's phone number, too, so that you can call Bill directly and book an appointment with Bill, which I highly recommend as someone who's worked with him and have had his amazing healing worked in my life. So his number is 530-343-5102. And again, that's Bill Gokenauer at 343-5102 or at Mind Body Massage Healing.
Mind Body Healing Massage.
Dang it! MindBodyHealingMassage.com.
We do our best to let you know what's happening. So yeah. I chop up email and websites all the time. Ecotopia is coming up next. It's from 6 to 7 with Steve and Susan Schutte. Join the hosts as they discuss environmental issues with nationally renowned authors and activists. EcoTalk, it's your local link to a global network of folks who know and care about the health of our planet. And if you're in Chico tomorrow evening, the South Chico Farmers Market is going on from 3 to 8 at the end of 16th Street. Come check us out. I'll be there. It'd be lovely to see you.
And we, again, I love in the 21st century. We started with a track from Woodstock. We're ending with a track from Woodstock. It was 46 years ago this week that Woodstock went down.
Thank you so much, Bill, for being here with us.
You're
today.
Welcome. Thank you for taking me.
Music has come a long way, hasn't it?
This has been a walk down the road trip. It's incredible. I heard that the New York freeway's closed.
Closed? This morning we heard that they were back down Route 17 with an 8-hour delay.
Right. Well, the New York State freeway is closed.
Isn't
that far out?
Like, how many of you can dig how many people there are, man? Like, I was rapping to the fuzz. Right? Can you dig it? Man, there's supposed to be 1.5 million people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah, it's far out, man.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Ecotopia, and we'll be talking about recycling.
Pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, ba, 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 ba. Ooh, ba, ba, ba.
trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people a dollar and a half.